but your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Every heart proclaim the mercy of your name on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Every heart proclaim the mercy of your name on earth as it is in heaven.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
You may be seated and we'll have this morning's announcements.
Good morning, church.
Morning.
All right, so happy to be here.
Yay. Oh,
I see those hands. There's a few of them. All right, so we're going to start with Proverbs today. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." Got to think about that one. All right, announcements then. If you like to give today, and we love it when you do, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. And another way is using the church's email address, all one word, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Children's Nursery and Ark Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing this morning. And the Sunday School, ages 4 to grade 5, and nursery, infant to 3 years old, we continue to look for Ark teachers, and there is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center just waiting for your signature. Youth group. It's on Wednesday here at the church, 7 till 8:30. Many of our home groups are beginning again, and they are listed on the church website. Just one change this week is the men's group is not meeting this week. Now, our annual meeting was here last Sunday, which was a great soup and pie day, great annual meeting. And Tony Willemsen and Ernie Verbeek were elected by the membership to serve 2 years on the eldership. Should probably give them a hand. Yeah. Now your 2023 charity receipts are in your church mailbox, and if you don't find them there, they'll be at the church office. And remember, if you would like prayer today, and I know we all need prayer, there will be people stationed in the back corner that will pray for you. There was only one birthday this week. I don't see him here. You all know who he is. Ben was his birthday on February 1st. So Ben, if you're watching by TV at home, happy birthday. Thank you.
Let's stand and sing some more.
Because of you.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. Church, we need your power in us.
dismissed and you can turn and greet each other.
Take two, too loud. One, still too loud. One, two, three, that's much better. Good morning. Just encourage you again today, the presence of God is here. And each of us are going through different things in our lives. And there's nothing like hearing the voice of the Spirit speak to our hearts. So I just encourage you this morning as we're singing, as we're praying, as the word is preached, just open yourself up to whatever God would want to speak into your heart, into your life this morning. He is the life giver. He's the one that fills us up. And so it's to him we always turn. This morning we're going to be using Psalm 33 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, in Psalm 33, 6 to 8, it says, "The Lord merely spoke and the heavens were created. He breathed the word and all the stars were born. He assigned the sea its boundaries and locked the oceans in their vast reservoirs. Let the whole world fear the Lord and let everyone stand in awe of him. This Creator God is so infinitely above us, yet longs to be intimately connected with us. Let us worship him as we stand in awe of all of his wonders, recognizing his greatness and his perfection." Thank you, God, for your goodness. Confession, verse 16, 17, say, the best equipped army cannot save a king, nor is great strength enough to save a warrior. Don't count on your war horse to give you victory for all its strength. It cannot save you. What are the things that we look to instead of God to save us, to protect us from harm or hardship? Is it our jobs, our money, our intelligence, our popularity, our appearance, another person? In confession, we come and cast down the idols that we've made in our lives, idols that have taken the central place that Christ would have in our hearts. Thanksgiving, the psalmist says in verse 1 to 3, let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. It is fitting for the pure to praise him. Praise the Lord with melodies. Make music for him. Sing a new song of praise to him. Play skillfully and sing with joy. For the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything that he does. He loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. It's the Lord who fills us with joy, regardless of what is happening around us. Despite how things may look, we can trust him. Trust in his goodness. Trust in his immense love for us. Thank him for the many ways that you've seen his goodness and love this week. Thank you for our daily bread. Thank you for warm houses. Supplication, the psalm ends in verse 20 to 22 with these words. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. God is the one we go to for hope and help and shelter. Bring a request before him. Confident even now, his unfailing love surrounds you. We pray for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, for Will and Martha, for Bill and Sandy, for Vicky's healing, for Brian and Rita, for Matthew and Trina, for Elaine and Herb, Ernie and Darlene, for Lou and Harold. And then some of the places around the world. Russia, Rwanda, Israel, Gaza, Iran, Ukraine, Sudan. For Canada and United States, we pray for healing in our land. And then God, all the unspoken requests, the things that sometimes we don't even know how to put in words, but we need you to come to heal, to rescue, to deliver us. Comfort, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. As a community of Jesus followers, that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning. This morning I'm reading from the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 18 to 27. One day Jesus left the crowds to pray alone. Only his disciples were with him, and he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" "Well," they replied, "some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say you're one of the other ancient prophets risen from the dead." Then he asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Peter replied, "You are the Messiah, sent from God." Jesus warned his disciples not to tell anyone who he was. "The Son of Man must suffer many terrible things," he said, "and he will be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He will be killed, but on the third day he will be raised from the dead." Then he said to the crowd, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way. Take up your cross daily and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world, but yourself are lost or destroyed? If anyone is ashamed of me and my message, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in his glory and in the glory of the Father and the holy angels. I tell you the truth, some standing here right now will not die before they see the kingdom of God." May God add his blessing to the reading from his word.
Which mar the church.